This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkey has canceled a planned visit by Sweden's defense minister in response to anti-Turkish demonstrations as Sweden seeks Turkey's approval to join NATO. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Turkey's defense minister has said the scheduled January 27th visit by his Swedish counterparts no longer held any importance or point, because Sweden continued to allow what he called disgusting demonstrations against Turkey. Recent protests against Turkey include a demonstration by a far-right activist who burnt the Quran outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm. A separate protest by pro-Kurdish activists was also held in the Swedish capital. The bid by historically non-aligned Sweden and Finland to join NATO in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been held up by Ankara. I'm Karen Chamas.
Peruvian police raided a university in the capital and detained over 200 people on charges of trespassing and theft on Saturday as violent protests rocked the Andean country. Police reported the detention of 205 people at the San Marcos National University. Here's San Marcos University student Rosemely Torres. She says the police entered with force. They've taken out all the demonstrators who were inside the university. They've entered with tear gas, bombs. They assaulted people. I arrived here and saw some demonstrators crying. 46 people have died in clashes with security forces since December after the impeachment and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo, who attempted to illegally dissolve Congress. 9 other people have died in accidents linked to the demonstrations. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed about what he called the ongoing withdrawal of Eritrean troops from the Tigray region. He called it